Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
By the way, the end of that, there was one commercial that we were listening to that we both, like, perked up, no pun intended. I think it was it Rosenberg? And it was a website he was giving out, and it was like a slash.
Oh.
Ticks. T-I-X.
Ticks, ticks. I thought he said something else.
Like, when he said it fast, like, you and I were both like, what?
Yeah. I was like, man, what side is that again? No more Mr. Nasty time for you.
That's weird.
Just saying.
But it's like when he said it fast, I was like, yo, what? Like, you and I were in the middle of a conversation. We both said, what?
Like, oh, Disney's After Dark.
Can't wait.
I mean,
Disney After Dark.
Who knows? Meh. We used to do that when I was on at night, the old Han Solo days that you used to listen to, obviously, because that's why you recruited me.
Yeah.
We used to do a lot of ESPN New York After Dark stuff.
Yeah.
I know that last hour, like, Dan Grosser does the 7 to 10 now. Mm. And I imagine that 9 o'clock hour still probably is like it's different. You get different people calling. Yeah. It's just different.
People starting a night shift.
Mm-hmm. On the night shift.
Or people headed to.
Like, we never talked sports in that last hour. It was everything else. Relationship goals.
People going to the Holy Moly.
People.
They on their way to it to watch the game.
Pre-gaming. Oh, yeah.
Because you get there, sometimes they have team-inspired paint. Okay.
It was always something. So we are in.
What's the story today?
Well, we got a lot of stories today, but we are in now hour number three of the show.
Oh yeah.
And while the gong is still not yet delivered,
I'm just gonna have to go pick it up.
Why don't we just get another gong? Because we're at the other place too.
So are they gonna give us? Are they gonna?
I think we need really like a. We have plenty of room in this padded room that they put us in. Yeah, no windows. Lying. We could get like a real, like the gong show
like
gong.
It's a sane asylum.
Was the gong show on ABC? Like, would that be like in some storage room somewhere around here?
Yeah, exactly.
Or in Burbank, maybe?
Exactly. We got all these shows here. Let's go grab some.
Can we just get a gong?
I know they got storage.
Throw it up on the wall so at least it can go next to this. The gong show is NBC.
Okay, they had something. They got the pyramid with Michael Strahan. Can we go ahead and get the pyramid?
I don't want a pyramid. I want a gong.
I want the screen.
I want a damn gong. In the studio. So we got to get another one, but a bigger one this time.
Yeah, I want one. I can stand up. Yeah, because we're not sure.
Get up. Like yeah. Swing the big hammer like you like to do.
I want one like they have when you go out to Arrowhead and you hit the drum. I want one like that. Boing. You go, boing.
Excuse me? I don't know if that's what you
actually
put
it right here in the corner. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They got the one out there with the Chiefs. And you hit the drum, boom, boom. Boom.
That, yes.
Yeah, but I want one that big where I hold it like a baseball bat.
Phrasing?
Right. Meanwhile, it's hour number three. So, Bart Scott, what's that mean?
It's the power hour. Hour, 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 hour.
800-919-3776 for the calls. Let's go full buffet here in the final hour. So, again, it's full buffet basically means buffet's open. So, we talk about stuff or whatever you want to talk about in the world of sports, we'll do it with you. The Grand Central Madison terminal that they've been working on for years is like this. It connects to Long Island,
yeah.
Right? So it's Long Island Railroad. We've been waiting for this forever to finally open. They thought it was going to open before the end of the start of this year, the end of last of 2022.
Yeah.
It hasn't yet, but MTA is now announcing that tomorrow there'll be special shuttle trains between Jamaica Station out in Queens and then that new terminal. And then I guess it's the end of the month, like the 20th, is it a couple of weeks, I guess? In the next few weeks, they'll have the new schedule out so that the trains will go either to Penn Station or to Grand Central now from Long Island. So you'll have that going for you. So we've been waiting for this forever. Seems like that's pretty close.
Forever, ever?
Forever, ever. Yeah, man. So the story that we were talking about yesterday that I do feel like is starting to... Like, it's just starting to now become,
some
stories that all of a sudden just start to get life?
Yeah.
And it doesn't take a lot to breathe life into it. It's this story involving Aaron Rodgers and his future in Green Bay, which started with Adam Schefter over the weekend saying there is a probability that he could get traded. And there's years left in his deal. He is 38, 39, so he's getting older. And you look at his performance this past year and might think, has he fallen off? He's only a year away from being MVP in the league for the second straight year.
I don't think he didn't throw a 300-yard game this year or something like that.
So with that in mind, the Jets become, to me, front and center as the team that should be all in for Aaron Rodgers. And everybody now has picked up on this and has been talking about it since we talked about it yesterday. And that includes one of the league's most plugged-in people in Peter King, NBC, right? Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah.
And he said that it could – he's guessing it probably could cost at least 2 first-round picks. And that is a high price to pay for somebody that you might only have for a year. You don't know. You might.
Why need guarantees for 2?
So you'd have to do it like that.
Yeah.
But he said, as far as like the cap thing, it's really not that big of a deal. It's not that major of a hit because it's a little over – it's under $16 million for next year, cap hit. 16, Bart. So you could still do a lot with that if it's just a $16 million cap hit. It's the next year that you're over 35 or over 30, I think, which still, when you consider quarterback, it ain't so bad.
It ain't.
And the sense is that he's getting that Woody Johnson would be all in, absolutely all in on that. So if that's the case, if your owner is all in, if your team certainly needs it.
Woody's sick of this.
If he's already.
12 years.
Yeah, he's got to be at that point. And also, if you think about it too, Zach Wilson has a relationship with this guy. So it wouldn't be awkward. It wouldn't be like you're bringing a vet and he just ignores the kid.
Mentor.
Like you literally have somebody that they already have a relationship and it's been a positive one. That he has spoke volumes about how good this kid can be and what he sees in him. So much of this makes sense, Bart. Why won't this happen? Like, why won't this happen then?
The only way I see it not happening is if he goes back to Green Bay. And they say, okay, we'll sign Tonyan, we'll spend the money, we'll invest the assets, we'll mortgage the future for the present to try and go one last run to stack the deck. Every other team has stacked the deck.
Yep.
Right? You look at what Philly did. They stacked the deck.
Oh, yeah.
You look at what San Francisco did.
Look at all 4 teams left. Look at all 4 teams left. What have they done?
Stacked the deck.
All 4 teams did something significant to build up their roster, right?
They juiced it.
Niners getting McCaffrey, right? They went all in. Like the different teams that made different moves – that put them where they are. I mean, the Eagles, obviously, and everything that they have done, getting A.J. Brown, adding, what's his name from the Bears? Quinn.
Quinn, Robert Quinn.
Like, they're going all in there. They brought in Sue as well
to
beef up
money.
The line.
Yeah.
Like, every team you look at, they have done something. What did the Bengals do?
They went
built
out
up
and,
the
they
offensive
went,
line.
They went and bought 3 offensive linemen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spent money for 3 offensive linemen.
Like, you know, like everything that has been done to make them better, significantly better. So that's why they are where they are. You're not going anywhere in this league until you are all in. This would be an all-in move for the Jets. But for the Packers, does it feel like they're all in? Or does it feel like
they don't operate that
have
way?
Have they reached
they
that?
They don't operate well, that way.
They can't.
Yes, they can. They got the money. It's just salary cap money. They went all in when they went and got Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, and beefed up that defense. Like, okay.
Okay. So and then what?
I mean, they were 13-3 2 years in a row.
Right, and then you talked about windows. We did this before. You felt like there's 2 teams right now, the windows are closing, and the question is, of course, whose window is closing faster? Bills?
Or Cowboys.
Or Cowboys. The Packers had a window.
Yep.
26-6 in 2 years.
Now they got to pay Rashawn Gary. They got to pay some of the young players.
So is that window
about
closing?
Zaire Alexander, like got paid. And if you're
Brian,
Amos.
Right? And if you're Brian Gutekunst, are you looking at it saying our window's closed? So we've got to now transition while we can and still get assets for a guy that could walk away and we get nothing. He could get 2 first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers rather than wait it out, let him retire, and you get nothing for Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And we've already seen in this league. Quarterbacks move, significant, and the biggest one being Russell Wilson. But we've also seen Matthew Stafford move. Yes, we've seen Tom Brady move, but he moved as a free agent. I mean, the Patriots are left with nothing. They're starting all over.
Yeah, man.
They're
trying to reload.
Or you could be the Steelers and let your quarterback retire and you get nothing.
Bad 3 years, bad 2 years.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So if you're the Green Bay Packers and you're Brian Gutekunst, you have to be thinking to yourself, this would be the time to do it now,
mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah. Time is now.
So are you?
This dude has held this team hostage for the last 3 offseasons.
So are you all in? 800-919-3776 is the number. Let's go to Plainview and talk to Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Listen, so, you know, huge Jet fan, an old season ticket holder, back to Shea Stadium. We haven't had a quarterback like Rodgers. I'll agree. But, Bart, you brought up a great point. It's a 40-year-old Rodgers. Do we want to mortgage two number one draft picks and whatever kind of, you know, forget the money aspect of it. You said it'll work out year one, year two, we'll deal with it. But it's giving up the future for a 40-year-old quarterback. He's not Tom Brady, and he didn't look good this year.
No. Well, he looks better than Tom Brady. He's playing with a broken thumb. He had a broken thumb, and he played through it. So,
that's tough, but it wasn't good.
Yeah, but he still, even with that start, he had his team one game from the playoffs. All they had to do was win, and they were in. So it's not like it was and that's his worst season. The other two seasons was MVP seasons.
And what are you mortgaging? I'm curious, Mike.
13th pick?
Yeah, what are you mortgaging with the 13th pick? And if you're a playoff team next year, which you better be.
Late 20s.
You're talking about a pick that's going to be 18, 19, 20, 20. You know, in that, what are you really mortgaging with those picks? That you've already used a whole bunch of picks to rebuild this team.
What did the Jets pick up this year at 11? Who was the 11th, 12th pick this year for the Jets? Was that Wilson?
No. Well, 10 pick was Wilson.
Yeah, they moved back up. But this is the thing, though. They already got their young players. Now they need to go and get some veterans to kind of balance his roster up.
All right, Mike, who's your quarterback now? Then who's your quarterback? I'm not giving up anything for Rodgers.
That's the $20 million
question. Yeah, it is.
I mean, I don't have the answer for that.
Right. Well, so, this is an answer.
It seems like a lot. And he's great.
So you know how frustrated you're going to be with the average play of Derek Carr? At least you can say you went for it.
Average play is way up from where we're seeing him so far. I mean, average is way up from where we're seeing.
When you want to go with a quarterback that never misses any games, opposed to Derek Carr, who's been in and out of lineups.
He's taking more of a beating than guys like Brady, right?
No. Aaron Rodgers don't get hit like that. Mike White is taking more of a beating than Aaron Rodgers.
Because he's behind the Jet offensive line.
No, because he ain't smart enough to get rid of the ball and know how to chuck and duck.
That's true.
He just sits there and takes
chuck
it.
And duck is what
oh, let me open. Down. Let me open yep. my. Let me open my chest up. Here you go. Hit my ribs. Put some sauce on it. Listen. This is the thing. By the time, let's just say the two first round draft picks, Aaron Rodgers is going to retire in 2 years. So those two first round draft picks is fine. The thing is, the Jets are fine financially, so they'll be able to go buy what they can't draft. And at this point, the Jets don't need more young players because you don't want it. You're waiting on Jermaine Johnson to come of age. You're waiting for some of the younger players to come of age. You need somebody that's a proven commodity now to stack the deck. So bringing Aaron Rodgers in is stacking the deck and allows you to go out and get those other players like a Orlando Brown Jr., a Kareem Hunt, and you mix that with maybe a Robert Tonyan, right, who is his guy, who knows his system, knows that nonverbal communication. You can let C.J. Uzomah go. You can say, okay, I'm going to get this $30 million back because I'm going to cut Carl Lawson because it's time for Jermaine Johnson to play. And then I'm going to let Corey Davis go because Corey Davis always hurt. I might as well have Mims out there. I'm not losing much by putting Denzel Mims, one of our draft picks, that's still under contract there.
Listen,
and have Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson there.
Listen, also, you're looking at it on the field. I'm looking at it from a business standpoint. There is no reason can give me for the Jets to say, yeah, no, we're not doing that. If he's available and the Packers are willing to talk, you had better be front and center.
You have arguably, Josh Allen, his turnovers, and if he loses Gabe Davis, you can say you got the best quarterback in the division. And that's not hyperbole.
No, that would not be hyperbole.
Right.
Can you imagine, how about this? Imagine a world where Tom Brady goes to the Dolphins. And the Jets get Aaron Rodgers.
The goat in the boat.
Oh, my God. That division?
Be lit.
Think about this division.
Jets got the best defense in the division.
And you would have – the Dolphins have a good defense.
No,
you,
what? They just fired their defense coordinator. Their defense is horrible.
No.
The Patriots?
You're right. But I'm just talking about it from the quarterback position. Josh Allen, MVP candidate.
Yeah.
You'd have Tom Brady, the greatest of all time. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Who won the previous two MVPs.
Yeah. Will Josh Allen be that did he lose Gabe Davis?
And then Mac Jones. With Bill O'Brien. With Bill O'Brien, though.
But that's the thing, though. When you look at it from that standpoint, man, and then that still gives you a chance. That's the best chance for you to save Zach Wilson. Let him sit for 2 years. He can sit for 2 years and learn.
I agree.
And then you say, okay, he can still be the quarterback if you.
So
like,
when
you don't
people say you're mortgaging
him.
The future, are you?
No, you're preserving the future.
That's your argument. That's your pushback.
Yeah.
Because you're giving up two first round picks, but. If I could save my number two overall pick from 2 years ago and turn it into something because this guy's presence and I buy time for him,
right.
It's well worth it.
Right. The problem with Zach Wilson isn't that he's not struggling like Justin Fields and Trey Lance and all those other guys. Is that this team is ready to win now. He's not ready to contribute to that. So now you're saying, okay, Zach, you get 2 years to tighten your game up, to get experience,
yeah.
and then you can come out. Like, the problem is we want it instantly. This gives you time. This buys you time because they admit it. We probably shouldn't have been playing him. He probably shouldn't have been started. So you have Zach Wilson as your third, and you bring Joe Flacco in to back up West Face because Mike White would be too expensive.
Yeah, Mike White, they're
gonna
let him go.
Yeah, give Joe Flacco $3 million. He ain't going to say nothing. I'm collecting. I'm holding a clipboard, B.
Oh, let's continue. We'll go to North Salem, talk to Rob. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, fellas? Listen, just hear me out for a quick second. Bart, you got all the cheese on a taco. If you pay for my surgery to cut my pinky off right now to get Aaron Rodgers, sign me up. I am starving. This Jets franchise is starving for a quarterback.
We don't need surgery.
No, you can cut it off. I'll send you the Samwell Pain Institute. We'll make sure we numb it. We'll give you a robotic.
No, we'll send Ronnie Lott to your house. He knows how to cut off the pinky.
Hold on. With this defense. And as young as they are,
yeah.
And the way our young offensive players are playing with our rookie Garrett Wilson, if you plug in Aaron Rodgers, you know there's no telling where we can go. I'm 33, but I've been seeing nothing but misery here in my Jets fans.
Yep.
My friends talk so much smack about my Jets. Oh my God, this would be.
I bet you Elijah Moore get more than five targets. Bet you you see how Randall Cobb used to eat.
Absolutely. He'll make everybody better. He'll make everybody better. I believe that. And I just think we got to do it. It's a no-brainer. We got to do it.
All right, you're all in. I love it. Yep, Rob is all in. He cut off his pinky. I mean, we're going to get to that point now, right? What would you do?
Saute his pinky.
Whatever it is. What if, how about this? We'll cut it off. Then we're going to chop it up like a sausage. Fry it up.
And feed it.
And you have to eat it.
Who?
Not you.
Oh. He gonna eat his own finger?
Yeah. How bad you want it?
Nah, man.
How bad you want it?
I don't know if he's gonna eat his pinky.
Well, yeah, how bad you want it?
Hit my ribs, put some sauce on it. we'll feed it to my German Shepherd.
Well, there's no
salt.
Like that's not, I mean, cutting off the pinky is one thing.
Yeah, not a lot of meat in it.
Well then what do you do after that?
It's like a snossage.
How bad do you really want it?
Snossages.
Would every Jet fan do that? What is that called? That he does, that Rodgers does? Like if we all agreed to do it in the same week.
We should.
You know that thing that just causes that just, you know, bowel explosion?
Oh, yeah. Swastika?
No, I don't know if it's swastika.
Superwakaga?
Whatever it is. Would you do it?
I mean, I've been thinking about doing trying to clean all that out anyway.
I mean, that sounds violent and painful.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like anything anybody would want to experience, but if I told you that if he saw, like, 1,000 Jet fans do it. That would make him go, you know what? I like these people.
We got enough people that do this anyway.
You think so?
Man, this is New York. You know like what kind of strange stuff, what kind of spas we got around here, man? People doing all kinds of stuff, man.
Well, we had just found out that you lay on your back like happy baby and throw baby powder on your privates.
Man, it's nothing like corn.
Like you're a toddler.
It's nothing like corn starch on the giglets. I do the happy baby. It's not like corn starch on the giglets, man. It feels great, especially when you're coming out of a hot shower.
Could you imagine? Like, I could just see, hey, Dad, you got to. Damn, I wish I didn't see that.
Yeah. No, son. It's all good.
Like, that's what. You please tell me you locked the door.
No. Listen, you don't walk in closed doors in my house. My door closed.
Whatever happens.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on you.
Get off my mama! I ain't hurting her. It's good pain.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So you see that Amazon has a movie coming out on Nike. It's coming out in April. They're calling it Air. It's basically Nike's pursuit of Michael Jordan in the 1980s.
I've talked to the guy that, you know, I used to work with him on a financial literacy stuff. Not the guy that gets the credit for being the guy, but the agent that represented him. Used to be my...
The agent that represented him?
Yeah, that convinced him to go to Nike.
You mean the one that we had on our show?
I don't know if he was... No, I don't know if he's the one. He's the one that gets the credit. But it's another one that...
There was another agent.
I'll get the name. I'll call my financial literacy guy. And he was the guy who was the
I mean, remember, we had David Falk on the show during...
No, it's not David
during
Falk.
Those years...
No, David Falk is not the guy.
That we were... that was during the pandemic when we had no sports
and
to talk about.
The guy tells the story how he kind of tried to steal the credit for that, but he said he was the one. He worked for him.
Oh, now I remember you told that story, right, because we didn't bring that up to David when we had him on.
Yeah, I had him on my financial literacy program. Right. He tells the whole story like, yo, he worked for me. He left and took Jordan with him.
All right, well... So this is apparently – so listen to the actors that are in this movie. Ben Affleck is – he's playing Phil Knight. So if Ben Affleck's in the movie, you know who else is in the movie.
Halo.
Matt Damon.
Oh, okay.
And he is playing Sonny Vaccaro. That one kind of is funny to me. I don't know how – I mean, Matt Damon's a great – I don't know how he's playing Sonny Vaccaro, but okay, we'll see. Viola Davis is in this movie. She's playing
– George Miles.
Yeah, Dolores. And then – everybody loves Jason Bateman, right?
Who the hell is playing Michael Jordan?
So he's Rob Strasser in this whole thing.
Who's playing Michael Jordan?
No,
Kevin Garnett?
Nobody. That's the – Kevin Garnett. Who's playing the 1984
– Oh, he had hair then.
Yeah.
Oh, you know
– skinny as hell.
No, you know who's playing?
Who's playing him?
You know who's playing? The dude off the wood. What? You let Ronnie hit? I know I look better than that dude. Let me find him.
Yeah, but I don't
think – he should play him.
You got to have a guy who's been in his 20s.
No, but this guy, black people, the description of a black person, he's 20 to 65 years old. That's how you describe black folks. You just never know.
Now, would you watch this movie? Lorenzo, I just named you the actors that are in it.
I'm in there. I'm not a big Ben Affleck fan. Outside of the one where he was the artistic kid, the accountant, most of his movies are wacky D to me. The Town was,
The Town was great. Yeah. How dare you? Yeah. No. Yeah. The Town's a great movie.
He's not a great actor.
I think he's good.
He's okay.
I think him and Damon together are phenomenal.
Packed, right, exactly. Him by himself, meh. Listen, he damn near destroyed DC Comics.
Like, Dogma to me is a movie nobody's really heard of. The two of them in it are hilarious. Like, they're awesome together in that movie. But anyways, so these are the actors. And Jason Bateman in anything, you like him, right?
Yeah, I like him.
Out in April, and it's interesting. So, anyways.
Well, remember, Amazon designated a certain amount of money to AMC to put out content. So, I mean, we can probably write a movie and get in there. They're doing it. They need content.
We call it Can't Wait.
Mm. The untold story of the moment that led up to the greatest moment in Bart Scott's life. And it's not a Super Bowl.
Ben Affleck as Sal Palantonio.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt Damon as Bart Scott.
Every time I see him with that big old chin. Yo. Man, that dude got a chin like ever since I seen him in Daredevil or The Tick, I just can't unsee that big ass chin.
Wait, who?
Big block jaw. Daredevil or something. He was the blind superhero or The Tick. It was something. He was a superhero before he tried to be Batman. He just ruined Batman
for me.
Yeah, Daredevil.
You mean Affleck?
Yeah. He's ruined a lot of movies for me, man.
Yeah, well. So it goes. He's had a good career. 800-919-3776. Stop it. How dare you?
Yup, see? Let's go to the callers.
Let's do it.
And ask them if you could see them. Overrated.
Where do you want to go?
Let's go to Adam. Why not?
All right. We go to Wayne. Talk to Adam. What's up, Adam?
What's going on, guys? You guys are hilarious, man. Every time I listen to you guys, I find myself cracking up while in the car out loud. So it's pretty funny.
Adam, you could say it. Bart's hilarious. I'm just along for the ride. Like, I'm laughing with all of everybody.
You're hilarious, too. I've been listening to you for a while, and every time, even at night when you were with DPHR, you guys are hilarious. So I appreciate it. I appreciate your content. It's funny.
Cool. Thank you.
Listen, I'm a Giants fan, and we hadn't had a relevant playoff game since 2011, and yeah. I was hyped. So mm-hmm. imagine you're a Jets fan. It's since 2010 you haven't made the playoffs, haven't won a Super Bowl since 1969, and then you have an opportunity to give up two first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers, who – not only makes your offense better, but makes your defense better because it allows your offense to stay on the field, control time of possession.
That too.
It makes your team better top to bottom. And you're telling me you have fans who are talking about the future? The future's been going on forever. If I'm a Jets fan, I'm doing whatever I can do to get Aaron Rodgers on my team, and I don't care what the cost is, period.
Yep. See, I'm with Adam. I think that Woody Johnson should feel this way too. I actually think every Jets fan should feel this way. I'd be shocked if there's Jets fans who don't feel this way.
I'm too talented.
You're pretty good.
I always find people who people look like.
All right, so what's the actor's name?
Dwayne Finley. From the Wood.
If you Google him, Bart's right. He does really look just like him.
He's a great actor, too.
Yes.
Remember him from the Wood? He was like, what? Somebody. You let Ronnie hit. I know I look better than that.
Troy's in the car. What's up, Troy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, this is all I want to say to you guys. Remember the trade with Keith Hernandez?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, with the St. Louis Cardinals, 1984.
We made the Mets better, right?
Yeah.
How about the trade when Jason Kidd came to the Nets?
Mm-hmm.
He instantly made the Nets better, right?
Yes. Got to two finals.
Same comparison with Aaron Rodgers. What do you think?
The only problem is that, well, remember, Hernandez came and had some controversy out of St. Louis, but he was still very much in his prime. Like, he was still a great player in his prime. Jason Kidd was very much in his prime. Also some controversy when he came over as well, but very much in his prime. Aaron Rodgers, you could, but I'm saying the only argument that why this is not a parallel is that Aaron Rodgers is going to be 39 years old.
But he's one year removed from an MVP,
but
so
he is,
he's still in his prime. He was the best player just a year, 350 days, because remember,
the whole league kept calling him a bad man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, Troy, I see where you're going with it, that it elevates you. I think you could just simply say, look what Brett Favre did when he came here. Brett Favre was 38.
They were 9-2.
And they got off to an amazing start.
9-2. Then he tore his
bicep. He got hurt, and then he became a photographer.
Yeah.
And that was a big mistake as well. Reggie's in Harlem. Reggie.
He liked natural art.
Yes, he was very much into body art.
Hey, yo, Bob, what you know about the Wood, man? Yo, that's my joint, man. Love the Wood.
You know he looked like, you know
how. So you know who he was talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
I watched the Wood. I was to watch the Wood about 50 times, yeah, man.
But you know the actor he's talking about? Yeah. He thinks he could play Michael Jordan in a movie right now. Do you think he could do it?
He could, yes.
You let Ronnie hit? I know it looked better than him.
How tall is he, though?
Yes.
Can't be lit.
Huh? No, he's tall.
He's a good actor.
His name was Slim. His name was Slim in the movie.
Yeah.
He's tall.
Yeah, he's Slim. he could definitely play Jordan. So all listen, right. You know I'm a Cowboys fan. I would love for the Cowboys to trade Dak for Aaron, but I know that's not going to happen.
Nah.
Now for the Jets should give up the two first rounders, because it's not like they're giving up first rounders and the Jets ain't make the playoffs and they got a 2-15 record, something like that,
mm-hmm,
and they'll be giving up. They already got young pieces, man.
Yeah.
They have playmakers. You understand what I'm saying? Give up them on two first rounders to get Aaron Rodgers, man. Because Wilson is not going to turn out to be nothing, man. He's not.
But you can
BYU quarterbacks be as good.
He might have a chance.
You could save him, because now you get to wait for 5 years. He can sit behind Aaron Rodgers for 2 years,
mm-hmm,
and develop. And he doesn't have any pressure on him, so he can just get better behind the scenes.
See, I agree. I think what you said earlier in the show to me is another reason. Like, we keep piling on reasons why, and one of the reasons why is it does buy you time with Zach Wilson, with the anticipation that because of the already relationship that they have and the affinity that Rodgers seems to have for Zach Wilson.
And Zach will listen to him because he looks up and admires him. He ain't listening to what the hell Mike White got to say or what Joe Flacco got to say.
Or Michael Flohr, apparently.
Yeah, nobody liked what Michael LaFleur had to say.
Apparently.
Everybody wanted to punch him in the face.
Oh, damn, that was... The stuff coming out now, and you knew stuff would come out, it's really telling. It really telling. And it makes you feel like he was over his head. it was too much too soon for him.
Yeah.
And Salah felt bad because he probably realized, like, I did this. I gave him this opportunity, and he wasn't ready for it.
It's hard to get somebody to get that first opportunity here. That's what I'm saying. They shouldn't go with a retread. I'm saying Matt Nagy or somebody like that. And if you want to bring Nathaniel Hackett here, he can be Aaron Rodgers' quarterback coach, because guess what? You're still getting paid for 4 more years from the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. Let's go upstate, talk to Brad real quick on this. What's up, Brad?
Hey, gentlemen. Always great to talk to you. Miss you on the national show, but doing a great job there in New York.
How you getting us? Are you listening? Are you streaming? Are you got us on the app? How do you got us?
I got you on the app. I listen to you every day on the app, and
Perfect.
It's great. Love it.
Perfect. Thank you. What do you got?
So anyways, just hey, Bart, just I'm with you. I'm a Giants fan, but I think this Jets thing with Aaron Rodgers, it's so smart. It almost makes too much sense. But if I'm that organization, you got to do it. I mean, that team is really up and coming, and I think they could really produce something out of this. So whatever it takes, I think they need to do it.
The stat was if the Jets averaged 22 points, they would have won 11 games.
And what, by the way, isn't that the league average?
Right. Yeah, that's bare minimum.
It's unbelievable. It's ridiculous. Brad, it seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it? Thank you so much, and thanks, of course, for still following along with us using the app. I mean, that's what we try to tell everybody around the country.
Brad, we love you.
Those of us that keep reaching out through social media, and we appreciate that, is that every time I can, I try to remember to just give you the link or just remind you, just get the app, and you can stay with us for those who do miss us from around the country or when they were listening on Sirius XM. You still have us right here on 98.7 ESPN, of course, locally, and then on the ESPN New York app, which, by the way, is free. And you can get all the shows. Our show.
Free 99.
K show coming up.
Listen, with our fans, let's just make sure to let them know they can get our show.
Well, they can.
We'll start there.
But
that's
I'm
it.
Just adding
no,
that
no, period,
you don't just get our
no,
show.
No, they're supposed to be here.
You get all of it.
They're supposed to be here just for us.
Well, right.
They coming from Nashville for us.
Yes.
They need to stay with us first.
We are the gate. We're the gateway.
Exactly.
We're the gateway. But when you come here, you get more.
So we're the gateway? What do we mean? Like marijuana?
I don't know. Is that what it is?
We're the marijuana.
I don't want to be the marijuana.
We the green. It's legal. We the green.
I don't want to be the marijuana.
Oh, you want to be fentanyl?
No.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be the end either.
Right. You want to be the beginning. You want to be the introduction to this great world of TV, radio.
All right.
Sports
all right.
Radio. Yeah.
So let's be the marijuana.
Yeah.
Then.
Natural.
We make you happy.
Harmless.
Make you laugh.
Harmless. Yes.
Let you giggle a little bit.
We make you eat.
Yeah. We could do that too. You know.
You know what I'm saying? Let's be that. Let's not.
Way better.
You don't want to be that Scarface. You don't want to be that Coca-Lina either. You know what I'm saying? You want to be the legal one, right?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Word.
Like, word. Kick the ballistics, G. Like, it's all like this.
Chilling in the mizzard. Pissing in the pizzard.
What is
I
that?
Gotta break, because my mother said, behold my dessert. But before I go, I'm gonna rap.
What does that mean? But yeah, but you, what you're doing right there, though, is that some. What was that? That was
ABC.
Like ABC. That's all Boston. Like, they didn't do it like New York did.
Bell DeVoe.
But Big Daddy Kane, like, that's different now.
Okay.
Like, that, he's New York.
Y'all just yelled.
No, some people yelled.
Kumo D.
The Wild Wild West. Yeah, Kumo D.
I used to live downtown. 715th Street.
All right.
Like, I can hear you, okay. Man. God damn
all
it.
Right.
Are you yelling?
Downtown, I get it. Stop yelling. Well, or better yet, KRS-One.
You must learn.
Ding, 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 ding.
And then my favorite, Chuck.
OLL. No replica. Like, man, listen.
LL would
I got to
turn
the tremble down. Turn the tremble down. This dude's yelling all the way down.
And then Flavor, of course.
Yeah, boy.
Like
911 is a joke. Yeah, boy.
Just randomly saying
get up,
stuff.
Get. He was sitting there having drug
convulsions.
Withdrawal. Get up, get down. Yeah, they look like Tyrone Biggums. Get up and get down. 911 is a joke.
Oh,
yo.
My God.
Like, Flavor, do you really want 911 to work for you? Your ass be in jail. 911 worked. If we called on your ass, how many times we called the popos on you and they ain't show up? You lucky.
911 is a joke.
Yeah, that song wasn't, that didn't go over well. That's one.
Get up.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. Sometimes I have these little outbursts.
It's all good. Kenny, remember Kenny from Kentucky? Talk about our listeners nationally that stayed with us. Kenny, what's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you how much I'm enjoying it. Bart's segment a couple weeks ago about old people had me laughing so hard I blew margarita out my nose.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Midday margaritas,
I'm jealous,
baby.
I'm jealous. You had a daytime margarita?
Hell
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all time is daytime.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You guys have turned me into a New Yorker. I listen to DiPietro and Rothenberg in the morning. I listen to Michael Kay in the afternoon. And all because of you guys. So
we are the gateway.
Well, we're the gateway.
We're the gateway. We're the margarita gateway.
You are. I even enjoy the traffic report. Where I live, 5 cars is a traffic jam.
So we the gateway drink margarita.
I like it.
So what's the Everclear on the other side of moonshine is the other side, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm telling you, if he starts in the morning with the guys.
Yeah, y'all got that good bourbon. Now, which one is Kentucky bourbon? Is it Maker's Mark or is it, which one is it? Or is it Jack Daniels?
Jack Daniels, Tennessee.
That's Tennessee.
Okay.
Maker's Mark's Kentucky.
Yeah.
Okay, so you Maker's Mark. With the classic red wax.
Now,
on
which
top.
is the best? Is Tennessee smoother and Kentucky like gives the burn?
That's disrespectful, man.
Which is better?
Kentucky's.
Yeah.
Better. There you go.
You might have to try it out.
Carbondale, Bart.
Oh, so you buy like Paducah and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm in Western Kentucky, Northwestern Kentucky.
Nice. Hilltoppers. That's where Harbaugh's father was the coach. And he hate me.
That's right.
Why does he hate you?
No, he hate me.
That's right.
Smart.
Hey, and I would.
No, he hate me, the football player.
I know who you're talking about. Okay. He just fell for it. No.
Rod Smart.
Hey, Kenny.
I don't know how anybody can hate you, Bart.
No, it's impossible. Kenny, we appreciate you, man. We love you. Thanks so much.
K-Show's coming up next. They don't think they're going to wake up.
That's true. Don't keep them eyes closed
too
long.
Instead of the high five at 5, we're going to call it the sciatica at 9.
I just love the fact that we got him now listening to the whole station. He's in Kentucky like, I don't know what they're talking about, but it's good. He's just sipping margaritas. Hey, let's do
That's
some lunch
life.
Money.
That's really the life.
Bart and Han Lunch Money presented by Gosling's. So the lines already have moved on Championship Sunday. Bart, you want to hear them?
Yeah, let's do it.
Of course you do. So the Chiefs, remember, they opened Sunday night as a 1.5-point favorite over the Bengals. It's now the Bengals as a 2-point favorite.
Ah. Let's see how
Script
Mahomes
has flipped.
Look at me. Look at me, Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I the captain.
Joe Burrow. The Eagles open Sunday as a 2-point favorite over the Niners.
They got the better team.
It is now slid to 2.5.
They got the better team top to bottom.
Lunch Money presented by Gosling's. Want a reason to escape to Florida this winter? Our friends at Gosling's Rum, the official rum of the Honda Classic PGA Tournament, giving away an amazing golf experience to one lucky winner. Go to goslingsgiveaway.com. To learn more, contest open to U.S. residents 21 and over. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. For official rules, visit goslingsgiveaway.com. On the Burrow thing, I found it interesting. So you remember that, who was it that compared, it was Nick Sirianni. Jalen Hurts is Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
DiPietro said something this morning that I feel like that's much better comparison. Joe Burrow, the impact he's had on a dead franchise like Cincinnati, like the Bengals, LeBron with the Cavs. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Like you took a always lost, maybe had a little bit of a heyday, but wasn't great.
Well, Carson Palmer.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They
Carson
had a little
Palmer
something,
days,
but it wasn't like.
Could never win.
It's like the Mark Price, Brad Daugherty Cavs were good, but they weren't all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And now Joe Burrow has made the Bengals cool.
Yeah. And this
he's
is,
made them like the team that you're like,
he
wow.
He has to close the deal, though.
So he's got to win. This week, he's saying this.
Well, LeBron didn't win, so I guess it makes sense.
It is true.
I think he's spot on, but he has to win.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.